This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Dylan Ring. It's pupping season on the Central Coast for animals like seals and sea lions, but some marine mammal mothers are abandoning their pups because of human interaction. Animals like harbor seals, sea lions, and even elephant seals are all common visitors to the Marine Mammal Center in Morro Bay. Here, a team of volunteers rescue sick or abandoned animals. Diana Kramer is the operations manager for the center in Morro Bay. Kramer says a cause for pup abandonment actually comes from people trying to help the animal, especially in the case of harbor seals.
These animals, sometimes they're sick, sometimes they're just young and they need rest. So when people crowd them, it can cause stress on them, it can cause injury. In the case of harbor seals, the moms leave the pups on shore sometimes to go look for food. People are crowding those pups, the moms might be too scared to come back and actually abandon their pups.
Kramer says keeping your distance from marine mammals is not only keeping the animals safe, but also the people.
You see these elephant seals and they appear very lazy and they're just laying there sleeping, passed out on the beach. They're huge, they're really cool. People want to go up and get the selfie. Don't go get the selfie. They can move. You're in the time where these guys are, they're in their breeding season, they are looking for love, and you don't want to be the one that interferes or gets on their bad side when they're kind of looking for a mate or they didn't make it and they're frustrated. So they can kind of come to life and move very quickly.
Human disturbance is the reason for the center's new campaign called Leave Seals Be, urging the public not to take matters into their own hands, but rather to call the center. Kramer said although people might have good intentions, it can be harmful to disturb the animals.
Marine mammals can quickly overheat, so people's kind of first instinct is they see, you know, a small pup on the beach and they're like, oh, I gotta get it and wrap it up in a towel. Well, that can be a lot worse for the animal. They live in a cold ocean environment. Wrapping them up can cause a lot of health problems that wouldn't otherwise happen from them just being more cool.
Kramer says the best thing to do when you see a marine mammal that looks in trouble is to call the center's 24-hour rescue line at 415-289-SEAL. On Monday, the Morro Bay team responded to a call about an elephant seal in Avila Beach. The animal, named by the callers, is now known as Sea Noodle. Sea Noodle was experiencing malnutrition, so the team brought the animal back to the triage center. The veterinary team steps onto a sanitizing mat to cover their boots in Excel, an organic sanitizer to prevent any bacteria transfer. A vet restrains the animal while another inserts a tube into its mouth. Once mammals like Sea Noodle are treated, they're driven to the main hospital in Sausalito. There, the animals continue their treatments until they're ready to be released back into the wild. But human disturbance isn't just happening in Morro Bay. The center has locations in Monterey, Santa Cruz, and Mendocino. And in 2016, there were 40 maternal separations the center responded to along the California coast. And disturbances can even happen offshore. Jana Bentall is the program coordinator for Sea Otter Savvy, an organization that aims to prevent disturbances of sea otters on the Central Coast. Bentall says that kayakers often disturb sea otters when they get too close. This is particularly difficult because sea otters don't have the ability to store a lot of energy.
And so when you add in additional energy expenditure, like swimming away from a disturbance, and that happens repeatedly throughout a day, then that can really create a deficit situation in their energy budget.
Bentall says sea otter mothers are most affected by disturbances because they're already using energy nurturing the pups. To avoid disturbing sea otters, Bentall says kayakers should stay about 5 kayak lengths away from the animals. For land mammals, a change in their behavior is an indicator that a person is too close. Sea Otter Savvy is working with businesses like kayak rental shops and creating kayak decals to spread their message. Reporting from San Luis Obispo, I'm Dylan Ring, KCBX Central Coast Public Radio.